And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with a room full of state legislatures. We got Representative Sidney Carlin, Representative Tom Phillips, State Senator Tom Hawk, and Representative Ron Hyland. We have some phone calls that are waiting over to commercial break. Thanks so much for your patience. Go ahead, caller.
Having a seminar on raising industrial hemp. You know, they've always wanted hemp or medical marijuana to be raised to save the family farm. You know, and then you'd have the kind of money that Colorado's got to do the projects like up there at Embath with that major thing we got here in town. We need that Marlette Bridge across the Blue River for you to pay for with the marijuana money so we can have another escape route out of town. I sent you guys all emails on this municipal code KSA 654059, which is state law that no municipality, city, or anything can create a law criminalizing the behavior of an intoxicated citizen. That has handcuffed the police here in town. I was threatened over here in the library parking lot. The guy was going to kill me, but because he was intoxicated, they couldn't do nothing about his behavior. Thank you for being there and doing the best you can.
Thanks so much for that call. A lot to unpack there. Who wants to tackle it first?
Well, I could talk about the industrial hemp because it came through my, I'm the ranking Democrat on the Ag Committee. Ron Hyland is on the committee as well. And we did pass a bill allowing the growing of industrial hemp as a research project. It has to go through the state Department of Agriculture and be approved. And there are many guidelines for the project. And it is a research project at this time. We also, regarding medical marijuana, we did approve two things. We approved kratom and we approved CBD oil with zero THC content, which means it's totally non-hallucinogenic. And we approved the use of those two drugs that are based in the marijuana plant for use and for sale in Kansas. It is not medical marijuana like we see in Colorado. And I know that Colorado has been raking in the money on the drug tax and the sales tax for that for many years. I've also talked with the Federal Drug Administration about that, and the deputy director was at a conference I went to in January, and he promised a federal report would be out sometime around the first quarter, which should be now, and I just need to go online and see if it's out there yet. But one of the things being looked at is whether using marijuana would help to eliminate the opioid crisis that we're facing. It also came through loud and clear that the reason we have not been able to use medical marijuana legally is because pharmaceutical companies have objected to that, and they are the reason that that has become illegal in the United States. So it's being looked at again. It's being reviewed by the FDA, and I think anything that we would ever do needs to be, you know, how much do you use for what? You know, you got to have some guidelines. So it is coming along. A lot of states are going ahead and legalizing. And the growing of hemp as an industrial crop has popped up all over the United States and Canada.
I do want to clarify. I think kratom is a different plant or comes from a different plant. And
well, I really don't know what kratom is. I apologize. I'm not sure what.
Well, the CBD oil was approved, but kratom was not in that bill. That was removed, the last thing I remember on that. But during the committee, we heard from farm organizations and individual farmers coming in and begging that we approve at least the research. All the farmers out there that I've talked to are looking for alternative crops. The ag economy is down. Some say it's coming back, but if you listen to the trade disagreements that are going on with other countries and what China is doing, the one crop that was making money was soybeans, but if China decides not to buy soybeans this year, it could be a tough year for the farmers all the way around. But The hemp research is required. Colorado has it. That is a non-drug containing plant, and we learned that in those plants are several different kinds, some that are used for fiber to make paper and clothing and the like, and others for the oils that are used to make soaps and all kinds of other things. But if we don't get on this, Colorado has already approved it, and they may be building a plant right on the border out there where we could have had that if we would just get busy and help out the farm groups. So the Department of Agriculture, working with Kansas State, and then other, they have experimental stations all over the state, and then they can use other universities as well. So it looks like something that we need to jumpstart. We need to get involved in this quickly. So that's the reason we approved it, and it seems to be going well.
Well, and also it is a low water consumption product. So where we have water concerns, it is a crop we can grow that takes less water.
Representative Pelz, did you have
something? That was going to be my question, because that's a critical concern facing our entire state. So,
all right. We do have another phone call. And actually, I did just check on the Kratom. Did we lose the call? We did lose the call. Well, if you want to call back, 785-537-1350. I did double check on the Kratom. This is a March 15, 2018 article. Is that too old? It was a House committee that went ahead and moved to keep Kratom legal, but that was out of committee, so I don't know. Any farther than that.
Well, and I think
my understanding was that it did pass, but
and I think it was. I think the issue that we had in the Senate with that was anticipating that the FDA would make that a controlled substance, and they did not. And I personally think at the state level, we don't want to get ahead of the FDA on these things. And I got several emails from people who said that they got a lot of pain relief from that, and it wasn't addictive. And obviously, we need to base our policy decisions on facts. So, to me, that's questionable about how harmful that might be. If it is harmful, then I think we need appropriate policy and we need to get it on the list. But I think the FDA is far better positioned to make a decision based on facts on that than we are making a political decision about it.
My recollection is it did pass out of committee, but by the time it got to conference committee report, it was removed.
And I agree with Tom. I voted against it, actually, for the same reasons Tom was elucidating here, that the FDA is the organization in our country that handles the approval of drugs. They have orphan drug plans. They have all kinds of plans, but nobody wants to spend the money to go through that process, and that's where the problem lies. But they want to put – I felt it was going to put too much liability on the state to be approving something like this, and if something went wrong, then the state's going to be at fault for allowing that to be used. So it was – for me, there just weren't enough facts, and we have an organization that approves that. Leave it to them.
And I think we need to get in another quick break, and when we come back, or we'll take these phone calls now. We'll take one now, or both of them now, Dave. We'll take both. All right, go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus. Go ahead, caller. All right, we'll try a second caller. You on?
Yes.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, Kansas was the last to get liquor by the drink, and they're last to get alcohol after prohibition. We were the last to get the lottery. We were the last to get casinos. Manhattan has a special recognition for being the first to have no cell phone talking while you're driving. No one else in the state, maybe the nation has that, I'm not sure. But I don't think they're enforcing it, because every time I pull up the stop sign, I see people with the cell phone to their ear, and they drive by my house, they got the cell phone there. But anyway, we were to think this marijuana deal over. Our wheat crop right now, they say, is 50% down. It's going to be worse than that. Okay. Colorado's making bazillions of dollars off of the marijuana. So if the wheat crop is bad, hey, that marijuana will grow any place. It grows all around. It grows up and down the railroad tracks every place. They have to eradicate it. So let's get marijuana. Why would anybody vote against it? And if we get it legalized, then you can release all the people who have been put in jail for having a little bit of marijuana or selling some marijuana. So then the jails clear out, and we save money there, and we don't have to build a new prison up at Lansing. So let's look at this thing logically. It's going to happen no matter what the legislators and the Congress and everything. Sooner or later, it'll happen. So you all need to get get on track, get on the railroad track and get on for it and help us get out of the debt we're in statewide, countywide, and citywide. You're all doing a real, real great job. Thank you.
You know, and with that, before we let's think about your answers. Let's take a break. Think about your answers, and we'll come back with those answers here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is